here, nigga. What's up with all that motherfucking shit you was talking, nigga? Fuck that, nigga. What's up with all that shit you was talking, nigga?
You
motherfucking lie, nigga. That was you.
That
was you, nigga. Hey, check this out, motherfucker. What's wrong, nigga? You can't talk with a gun in your mouth. You can't talk with a gun in your mouth. Listen up, nigga. You know Lucifer.
Nah.
You're about to meet him, motherfucker.
Rhyme.
And reason.
Come to mind, why your motherfucking brother is hard to find. He been walking on the streets and fucking with mine. Stupid punk can't fuck with a mastermind. See, I never take a step on a Compton block or a lay without the AK ready to pop. Cause them punk motherfuckers in black and white ain't the only motherfuckers I got to fight. I think it's better to be telling the facts than cuffed up and jacked and fucked up with your niggas looking at you going, God cause it's the city, and for you to survive, a nigga gotta be a gangster. And I'm a nigga you can't remove. So got a lot of motherfuckers for trying to prove to they homies they can hang by dealing with me. But once again, in the end, that D-E-A-D, I never did time on a murder yet. Cause I relax it back, do a job and jet. Yo, I know you understand my flow. So here we go in death row, come let a motherfucker know. A motherfucker who's known for carrying gaps and kick raps that make snaps, adapts to any environment that I'm located at. If you see me on a solo move, believe that I'm strapped. 4-4 Trey 8 or AK-47. Cause slowly but surely, see you on a stairway to heaven. Just put my finger on the trigger and pull back. And lay a punk motherfucker flat as he wonder what pop before he got pop. I told you I was Trey and you know it jump stop. Now I know you understand my flow. So here we go with death row. Come let a motherfucker know.
A nigga with a motherfucking gun. A nigga with a motherfucking gun. A nigga with a motherfucking gun. A nigga with a motherfucking gun.
I break some off, I break some off. Yeah, I break some off, I break some off. Yeah, I break some off, but I ain't speaking about between the thighs. I'm talking about cocking a gauge in between your eyes and make you drop to your knees cause you realize that it gotta make any nigga civilized. Old buster ass nigga talking bullshit. Don't know that I'm the wrong nigga to fuck with. Get lit or hit up by the doctor. A nigga that breaks them off properly, real G, so don't doubt it. I'm the one that's doing it while these other niggas talk about it. And if motherfuckers come at me wrong, I straight put my 44 Desert Eagle to his motherfucking dome and show him why they call me the Notorious One. The name is Dre Eastwood when I'm packing a gun. You don't believe me, well, step up and give it a try. And if you die, use a buster, cause real niggas don't die. But some still don't hear me though. You're too nimmy not to hear me, nigga, yo. So now you know.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle. And there he is. Red Ryder himself. In his hand was the knurled stock of as coolly deadly looking a piece of weaponry as ever I had laid eyes on.
1002.
Mr. Burgundy.
1003.
Helen said that you needed to see me.
Oh, Miss Corningstone. I wasn't expecting company. Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
Well, you asked me to come by, sir.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh, it's a deep burn. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many. I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000. You have your ubulus muscle that connects to the upper dorsimus. It's boring, but it's part of my life. I'm just going to grab this shirt if you don't mind. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
Mr. Brett, please put down your gun. Mr. Brett, please put down your gun.
We were just kidding, dude. Oh, he's coming in here.
Oh, shit. He really does have a gun. Get out of here.
No, seriously, he's
shame in the guy that
it's
has
only a two.
No breath, breath, no shame.
You guys are a little flat.
Episode 43, Rhyme and Treason Radio, bringing you...
The Gun Show.
That's right.
Gun Show. We like guns.
Yeah.
We like guns when it comes to muscles.
No, we're talking about automatic...
Fully automatic. We're talking about NRA.
Shit about guns. Don't play like you're hard.
Oh, we're packing...
Dude, DJ EJ's daycare provider is
a firearms dealer
expert.
He is. He was a Marine for that. Yeah,
there you
it's
go.
Pretty badass, dude. I feel safe leaving my kid there for sure. Don't mess with that guy.
So yeah, I work with a bunch of dudes who are firearm fanatics. You could say they own multiple guns. And yeah, that's what this show is about. What you just heard, Mr. Brett, please put down your gun.
From the Fat Music for Fat People compilation.
Short music for short
people.
Short
music for short people.
Yeah.
Same difference.
What kicked off the show, Dr. Dre?
Yeah, Dr. Dre from the NWA Reunion album.
It was epic.
So yes, it was.
DJ Mrs. Gower, or DJ L3.
L3's in the house once again. Episode 43, L3. Yeah.
Lots of threes.
Yeah. So anyway, we're drinking.
We're drinking.
We had multiple people that could have been in this podcast. But
they were lame and went to bed.
Yeah, pretty much. We're getting old. I'll fucking admit that, but what the fuck, man?
Hey,
don't be a little bitch. I don't give a
came
fuck.
Back and I'm now on the show.
That's right.
Exactly.
The only guest appearance.
There's still beer
that
in the cooler
while the shows were being made.
Nope.
So yeah, we're still drinking. We're still representing.
Whammy.
We're still putting out a fine quality product. Rhyme and Treason Radio. So yeah, guns.
Only the finest quality product. For
the only reason I would ever want an arsenal zombie apocalypse.
So guns don't kill people, bullets do.
Yeah.
What would be sawed off? The bullet?
The shotgun. Sawed off shotgun.
We got some shotgun blues coming up.
Nice. Play it. Yeah. Shotgun
coming.
Blues, Guns N' Roses. It's coming up. Not next, thank God. Coming up next is DRI.
Girl with a gun. You can't ever trust a girl with a gun. I mean, come on. The way they fly off the handle, someone's going to get hurt. So.
311. Guns are for pussies in the next
Rhyme
set
and Treason.
Well.
It's 12:39 in the AM. We're in SAC. We're representing, drinking hardcore, partying.
Locked and loaded.
Yeah.
As always.
So, gonna unload a clip right into your face right now. Here it comes. Rhyme.
And gun toting treason.
Everybody is on the run. They gotta
This is my boomstick. The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart's top of the line. You can find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I've never held one of these before. Are they hard to shoot?
Well, if you're Michaels, they are. You can't shoot with dick.
I can shoot? What do you... Wait, no, you honestly think I can't shoot with dick?
I'm telling you right now, you cannot shoot.
I shot that cat last week.
It was already dead, man.
I still shot it.
That cat was dead.
There's only one way to settle this, guys.
Shoot off.
Shoot off.
Shoot off!
Here comes a thunder down under one natural wonder. A frog change in sizes. Dig on the decade, realize it's funky. No matter, it's true, boy, still got that swagger. My ears have heard all these truths, but we're better. Interracial, special, talk to beans. I am a beat, a cool awakening. It's getting hectic, the metrics, the body electric. Everybody in one out with jeans or tacky dresses. This is the city we've reached, we've come to. Go unrecognized on a corner, I'll make boots on the lights already. All the poets dead.
a different trip and find about the ways of big city. CD bars and drugs to make it real shitty. Pretty older women in skirts, conversation frisky, drinking cigarettes and plenty of bourbon whiskey. Sad classic music on the jukebox of doom. Hollywood Boulevard, bar fly, fall a groom. Two of a lot of souls, some beyond salvage, some just having fun, opening the steam valves. I was one becoming the other, helping to discover how to pull up the razor else about to take a brother all the way. And then you're scared, you want to be unprepared. Paranoid, then guns and shares. You guys think that's a harbinger of fear being harmed. I fear no man and I'm unarmed. Paranoid with a gas. Think you know where it's at. But you're looking like a sissy. Cause I'm a pussy. Paranoid with a gas. Think you know where it's at. But you're looking like a sissy. Cause I'm a pussy. Come on.
Gun control is for wimps and commies. Listen, let's get one thing straight. Guns don't kill people. I do.
This time the bullet cool rock job. Yellow ribbon instead of my swastika. Nothing rubber about your propaganda. Who's for the wounds when the set commands ya? Sandy was blue when the blood was red. That's how you got a bullet blasted through your head. Blasted through your head. Blasted through your head. Shout out to the living dead. Stood and watched as the feds cool centralized. So serene on the screen, you was mesmerized. Cellular phone, sounding a death tone. Corporate that's called, turn you to stone before you realize. They load the clip in army color. Said they packed the nine. They fire it at prime time. The sleeping gas, every home was like Alcatraz. And motherfuckers lost their minds. Just victims of the in-house drive-by. Say don't you say how high. Yeah. Just victims of the in-house drive-by. They say don't you say how high.
And of course, the country is founded on the double standard. That's our history. We were founded on a very basic double standard. This country was founded by slave owners who wanted to be free. A group of slave owners who wanted to be free. So they killed a lot of white English people in order to continue owning their black African people so they could wipe out the rest of the red Indian people and move west and steal the rest of the land from the brown Mexican people, giving them a place to take off and drop their nuclear weapons on the yellow Japanese people. You know what the motto? You know what the motto of this country ought to be? You give us a color, we'll wipe it out. So anyway, about 80 years after the Constitution is ratified, 80 years later, the slaves are freed. Not so you'd really notice it, of course. just sort of on paper. And that was, of course, during the Civil War. Now, there's another phrase I dearly love. That is a true oxymoron if I've ever heard one. Civil War. Do you think any country could really have a civil war? Say, pardon me. I'm awfully sorry.
Beast. Happy anniversary, Wayne.
Stacy, we broke up 2 months ago.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't still go out.
Well, it does, actually. That's what breaking up is.
Well, are you going to go to the gasworks tonight?
No.
No!
Don't you want to open your present?
If it's a severed head, I'm going to be very upset.
Open it.
Okay. What is it?
It's a gun rack.
A gun rack? A gun rack. Yeah, right. I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack. What am I gonna do with a gun rack?
You don't like it? Fine. You know, Wayne, if you're not careful, you're gonna lose me.
I lost you 2 months ago. Are you mental? We broke up. Get the net.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Trees and radio coming at ya. The gun show.
This is episode 43.
Yeah, these guys are fighting over the mic. I like it.
What do you think?
I like
DJ?
The tenacity. Someone actually gives a fuck.
Yes, we do. As should all you listeners.
Exactly. What you just heard. Rage Against the Machine.
Music is good. DJ Matador, if you could have any kind of gun, what kind of gun would you have?
What kind of gun would I have?
Yes,
I think
sir.
I would have the Scar-L off Call of Duty.
Oh, nice. What about you, DJ Gower?
All right. The ACR 6.8, actually.
And we also did hear some 9-inch nails in there right before that.
American. I had no kind of guns
that I would want to own. I would say one, probably like a
Gatling gun,
sniper rifle, or something.
All right, here we go. So
I want
I'm gonna
a bow
tell.
And arrow.
I'm gonna tell.
Just putting it out there.
I'm telling a crazy story because, look, America, man, we love our guns. There's no doubt about it. My former roommate just moved out a month ago. He moved into a new place. He was unloading some groceries. His fiance accidentally hit the panic button on their car. Their neighbor didn't know them and was like, "I'll shoot you dead. I'll shoot you dead." Repeatedly.
This happened in Chico?
Yeah, and he's like, "Step away from the truck. And
please,
like,
step away from the vehicle."
What the guy didn't know is my former roommate, it had like a concealed weapons permit and is like a gun fanatic. So in his truck, he has a loaded 45 in a case in the floorboard, you know? And so the guy's like, "I'll shoot you dead." And then he just gets in the truck and like is ready to just fucking get the gun out, get in the gunfight. It was intense. So I think if you own a gun, you're more likely to get in a gunfight. All right. Gower's counting me down.
Play some music.
Here it comes. We're going to... Oh, shit. We're going to rock it. Johnny Cash. Yeah. I need another beer.
Right.
Andrew, man.
Stood on the porch and stared into the sun and relived all the old days back when he was living by the gun. When deadly games of pride were played and living was mistakes not made, and the thought of the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. The thought of the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. And it's always keep your back to the sun, and you can almost feel the weight of that gun. It's faster than snakes or the blink of an eye, and it's a time for all slow men to die. His eyes get squinty and he's straight as a log as he empties his gun at the dirty dog. And he's hit by the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Hit by the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Now the burn of a bullet is only a scar, and he's back in his chair in front of the bar. And the streets are empty, and the blood's all dry, the dead are dust, and the whiskey's inside. So buy him a drink and lend him an ear. He's nobody's fool, and he's the only one here who remembers the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Remembers the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. That I stood in that street before it was paved. I learned to shoot or be shot before I could shave. And I did it all for the money and the fame. Noble was nothing but feeling no shame. And nothing was sacred but staying alive. And all that I learned from a Colt 45 was to cuss the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Cuss the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Now he's just an old man that nobody believes. Says he's a gunfighter, the last of his breed. And there's ghosts in the street seeking revenge, calling him out to the lunatic fringe. He's out in the traffic now checking the sun, and he's killed by a car as he goes for his gun. So much for the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke. So much for the smell of the black powder smoke and the stand in the street at the turn of a joke.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
taking it from the needy like a genie. I'm disappearing in the cut so he can't see me. My beat is real so low we can't identify me. I got 18 reasons in case he wanna try me. I keep my gun cocked, I got to keep up my props. It don't stop, and if the table turns then I might flip flop. Then once again up and down it's like a bouncing ball. Is it the end of a soldier just like Mac Maul? Damn, I want to be a soldier on the block, but I'm hot. I got to get the fatty before I get spot. I got this Cuban on the phone who wanna sell me about 2 or 3 keys, cause I told him I'd be buying deep. But oh shit, what if he puts a lick, a trick? I got to grab my shit before I slip. Now I'm ready to get the goods and go petty and steady. Hold the fucking trick in case he get me. And heavy, I told him he gon' be busting out the Chevy and steady. Come through busting like Teddy, cause all I wanna do is zoom, a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. And watching niggas meet they fucking doom. And I'll be outie like that, like another day. I'm rolling him up on the jack.
It's been a long time since I used my knife. You got yours, cause I got mine. I think it's about time for a jack. Cause it's the Mr. C, nigga, and the nigga, nigga black. It's been a long time since I used my knife. You got yours, cause I got mine. I think it's about time for a jack. Cause it's the Mr. C, nigga, and the nigga, nigga black.
Aw, shit, they done opened the door and let me in for 93. Now I gotta come crazy, cause I'm hazy from all the day that I be smoking. I guess Indo is a dick, cause it always got throats choking. Not TLC, put my hat to the back. Cartwright coat with my REO patch in them. We still doing this shit. Niggas played our Bammer weed and thought that was all it. So we dug in a heifer for some funk and got some dead body funkers. That's the funk for the fucking trunk. And motherfuck all ecstatic. I gotta be like a car, break niggas off automatic. Cause niggas tend to be a hassle. Purple like they got juice, but ain't got no snapple. So asshole, here's a big dick for ya. Quit faking little booger before I pick on ya. And for niggas jacking niggas like some bitches, Smith and Sia jacking niggas, leaving jacking niggas without they fucking riches. And if you run, I'm Murphy from the back. Have you seen Z's, not G's, and dead black. Try not to get stumped. I'm not a Reebok employee, but boy, I got many pumps. And I won't be sending chills through your spine. Just holler point chips from my motherfucking knob.
It's been a long time since I used my knob. You got yours, cause I got mine. I think it's about time for a jack.
Cause it's the Mr. C, nigga, and the nigga, nigga black.
It's been a long time since I used my knob. You got yours, cause I got mine. I think it's about time for a jack.
Cause it's the Mr. C, nigga, and the nigga, nigga
black. I'm plotting on this nigga, I've been watching every fucking day. Binoculars on the close up, watching every fucking movie makes. Now how should I come at him with a jack or a kidnap? Rush up in this house with my mic and have a mouse trapped. I'll hit his ass tonight. I know he'll have a shipment. This nigga copping 10 cakes, he's gonna have a shit fit. I'm looking at my watch, it's 8:30 on the dot. Here he comes now, squatting in the 50 drop. He's out the shit and park him in the cut so he can't see me. I'm Ben Davis out in black, gloves and beanie. He jumped up out the 50, scattered duffel bag and briefcase. I walk him to the front door, then open up the main gate. I creep behind his back. He couldn't believe a loaded Mac, I just want the stack. He about to get his mask cracked, I stepped into his house. Is anybody in here? I didn't hear a damn thing. I tied him to a fucking chair, then reached for the duffel bag and zipped it. It was 10 cakes. Now I grabbed the loot, it was stashed inside the briefcase. A 9mm, a Mac, and 50 G's. And now I hesitated with the map and the safe key. So now I'm on the roll, I hit the safe for a million. A OG ballin' like this, I got to kill him. Thinking that I should burn this little spot to a prison. A menace to society, leaving no evidence. Yeah.
It's been a long time since I used my knife. You got yours, cause I got mine. I think it's about time for a jack.
Cause it's the Mr. C, nigga, and the nigga, nigga black.
It's been a long time since I used my knife. You got yours, cause I got mine. I think it's about time for a jack.
Cause it's the Mr. C, nigga, and the nigga,
some
nigga black.
Some niggas is cranked out, danked out. Others might be drained out. But fucking with me, though, you're bound to get banked out. Always throwing up peace, but you like me in the leaks. So let the bullshit sheets. Oh, when I jack with my backpack, look for the fat gat, cause I might be a fucking gat back. But oh no, we don't want that, cause the post already trying to catch a nigga with a sack or crack. So then I transfer to the villain on the under, taking them penitentiary chances, ain't got time for no blunders. Cause then I'll be set back, probably play with 25 to life with no motherfucking slack. Somewhere on the chill, hoping I don't get stuck with a piece of steel. But I gotta go out like a soldier and keep treating niggas like fences. I'm getting over like Rover. So Bow Wow, UVA, it ain't a dike, but a gavel from the Frisco Bay. Keep on tracking her, you know it don't stop. I got the hardware on the H&R Block, cause coming up to me is real. I even jack Mother Goose's jack for that bitch named Jill. It's like Braille, I let my fingers do the reading, robbing niggas blind and popping them with my Nina.
It's been a long time since I used my knife. You got yours, cause I got mine. I think it's about time for a jack.
Cause it's the Mr. C, nigga, and the nigga, nigga black.
It's been a long time since I used my knife. You got your...
Everybody talking about gun control.
gotta get rid of the guns. Fuck that, I like guns. You got a gun, you don't have to work out. I ain't working out. I ain't jogging. You got pecs, I got pecs. That shit. You don't need no gun control. You know what you need? We need some bullet control. We need to control the bullets. That's right. I think all bullets should cost $5,000. $5,000 for a bullet. You know why? Because if a bullet costs $5,000, there'll be no more innocent bystanders. Yeah, he must have did something. Should they put $50,000 worth of bullets in his head? And people are thankful before they kill somebody. If a bullet costs $5,000, man, I would blow your fucking head off if I could afford it. I'm gonna get me another job. I'm gonna start saving some money. And you a dead man. Even if you get shot by a stray bullet, you won't have to go to no doctor to get it taken out. Whoever shot you, take their bullet back. I believe you got my property.
Crazy motherfuckers away. I'm in a bank, and it's a little bit funny. Taking all you stupid motherfuckers' money. Peeping out a bitch, cause my dick's on hard. Laughing at the dumbass security guard who's tied up for the moment, not saying a word. I should've knew it before, the motherfucker's a nerd. But back to the bitches I'm peeping. And then I'm tied to hold, so I can start creeping. Took her to the back room about to jack. Cold trail the bitch with a gun in the back. I said, lay down. and I'm butting your bra. There was the biggest titties that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn. Then the air got thinner, only thought my mind was going up in her. The suspense was making me sick. She took her panties down and the bitch had a dick. I said, damn, drop the gap in my hands.
What I thought was a bitch was nothing but a man.
Put the gap to his legs, all the way up his skirt, because this is one faggot that I had to hurt. So,
nobody
so,
move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt.
I said get down, I want you all face down on the floor. Anybody moves and I shoot.
Stacking up the money and it's more to collect. Cause I don't give a fuck, I take traveler's checks. Yo, Renz, peep out the window and tell me what you see.
Three motherfucking police staring at me. What to do now?
Hurry up and get armed, alright, tell me. Who is the motherfucking alarm? I'ma give you a chance and count to three. Or else five of y'all bitches are coming with me.
Alright, alright, come on out, niggas.
We got hostages and plenty of loot, and don't give a damn and not afraid to shoot. We're sending out the hostages all except five, and if you don't meet our demands, they won't say I'm lying. We want a copter so we can get away clean and take some pussy along, if you know what I mean. One hostage got brave and got off the floor, but I smoked his ass before he got to the door.
You a stupid motherfucker trying to run, now you're dead as fuck trying to raise a gun.
Alright, that's the last chance.
And ran, followed behind to a hell of a spot that was hard to find. The bank was fucked up, the shit was smoking, with screaming hostages running and choking, getting away, but I was suddenly stopped at point blank range by a motherfucking cop. And I hope they don't think that a lesson was taught, cause a nigga like the E was finally caught. My cat wouldn't fire, the shit wouldn't work, so yo, y'all know what time it is.
Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt.
Well, I'm giving you 5 seconds to let us through the gate, or I'm gonna shoot two of your guards.
Step into me. They wanna get some, but most of them should go and try to boost their monthly income. Speaking over beats is the only time I feel complete. I don't hear the weak and I don't fear defeat. So what you got? Connect the dots. I raise the pot, remove the blood clot from the brain of hip hop. The name remains in tip top shape. I'm still the whack rapper scapegoat and the aim of they hate. I came in late and took a chair in the rear, but my classmates were unaware how long I've really been there. My peers have been held back for years, holding back the tears. Everybody knows our name like we was a cast from Cheers. To the good times. Tonight is mighty special, so fasten your seatbelts, cause I'ma launch this vessel. Ain't gonna land until I'm bigger than Espo and bigger than ecstasy and bigger than techno. I wanna be bigger than Jesus and bigger than wrestling. Bigger than the Beatles and bigger than breast implants. I'm gonna be the biggest thing to hit these little kids. Bigger than guns, bigger than cigarettes. A few years ago, an ex-girl of mine asked me to keep her name out my rhyme. So I said this rhyme that I'm about to say. It came from the heart and it went this way. Go to hell, girl, you make me sick. I hope your new boyfriend gets cancer in his dick. Now what the fuck makes you think I'd put your name on my record? Yeah, nah, I feel a lot better. You know what? I ain't drank 40 since I became old enough to drink. Not caught up in what the fuck these people think. Cause when I die, they're gonna find the missing link. But tonight, I'm gonna vomit in the kitchen sink. I'm surprised more of y'all don't get hit by cars. Missing your surroundings, staring at the stars. I'm lonely without a woman that wants to spar. That's why I spend so much time in these bars. Drunk poolside, screaming do or die. Looking at the water, asking who am I? Saw my reflection, yes, I'm super fly. As you can guess again, I'm too damn high. But I'm bigger than Jesus, and bigger than wrestling. Bigger than the Beatles, and bigger than breast implants. I'm gonna be the biggest thing to hit these little kids. Bigger than guns, bigger than cigarettes. Thank you.
What they say to you, but they said drop dead. I can't, I got a lot left. More than just another arrogant asshole pothead. In the top 10 of who you'd love to hear on tracks. Smiling for the camera while I surf upon your earwax. This beer's flat and she kisses like a stripper. Coming to terms with my status as a drifter. Girl, I'm only in this town for one night. And these neon lights keep me distracted from my plight. I feel like a legend on a leash. Making an effort to break every piece that I can reach. Yeah, I got something to say and even more to teach. But first let me scrape these feces from my cleats. Standing on the roof, complaining to the moon. The only time I tell the truth is when I'm naked in my bedroom. Soon I'ma reap the harvest of my struggles. But for now all of y'all can call me slugger. I'm gonna be bigger than Jesus and bigger than wrestling. Bigger than the Beatles and bigger than breast implants. Gonna be the biggest thing to hit these little kids. Bigger than guns, bigger than cigarettes. Give it here, give it here. Bigger than Jesus, and bigger than wrestling. Bigger than the Beatles, and bigger than breast implants. Bigger than Jesus, and bigger than wrestling. Bigger than the Beatles, and bigger than breast implants. Bigger than guns, bigger than cigarettes.
Episode 43, Rhyme and Treason Radio, The Gun Joe.
Nirvana in the background right now. Kurt Cobain's death from a gunshot wound.
If he didn't have a shotgun in his house, he probably would still be alive today, but...
By Courtney Love.
Oh, conspiracy theory.
Abound. Who knows? All we know is that he is dead.
We do know that.
And you can't make music when you're dead.
No.
Unless you're Tupac.
Oh, because he's really alive on an island somewhere. You know this, right?
It's in the Bay, actually.
Yeah, he splits Mel the cost with the notorious B.I.G.
Anyway, so
Tupac,
yeah.
Tupac is not.
We're a bunch of gun-toting motherfuckers in America, right?
Yeah.
Me and DJ Gower do not own a gun.
Nope.
We're a couple of hippies.
I've shot weapons.
I have knowledge of weapons also, but for some reason we don't own one.
But we have the right to if we are so inclined.
Well, I appreciate that for sure.
Guns are for pussies from 311 in that last block.
Some Rage Against the Machine. Some
coming up.
Shit, man.
Austrian Death Machine coming
closing
up.
Closing out the show, man. Thanks for listening to this gun.
Gun-toting son of a bitch of a show.
Hey, which way is the beach? Where's the beach?
Not that kind of gun. Rhyme.
I agree with that.
Fun when Snubby Gun plays Private Eye, and you can have the same kind of fun with Mattel's Tommy Burst Detective Set.
The Tommy Burst has automatic bolt action. Fire off a burst of 10 shots. Pull the bolt again, you're reloaded. Or fire single shots like a rifle. The Tommy Burst alone is $3. In the Detective Set, you also get the Snub Nose 38 and Snap Draw Shoulder Holster. The pistol fires greeny stick'em caps and shoots safe shooting shells.
The big man was killed. You must have wanted it. Its blood was on the leaves.
Bleeds. We can kill it.
You want nothing but the blood. That's why I'm talking trash. I've seen you bleed, and now I know that I can kick your ass. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you down. You're right, I feel. And I'll die, remind you.
big man was killed. You must have wounded him. His blood was on the knee.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Are going to get your days of finger banging old Mary Jane Rottenbrotch through her pretty pink panties are over. You're married to this piece, this weapon of iron, wood, and you will be faithful. Hard hit. Prepare to mount. Mount.
This is my rifle. There are many like like it, but this one is mine. My rifle is my best friend. It is my life.
I must master it as I must master my life. Without me, my rifle is useless. Without my rifle, I am useless.
I must fire my rifle true. I must shoot straighter than my enemy who is trying to kill me. I must shoot him before he shoots me. I will. Before God, I swear this creed. My rifle and myself are defenders of my country. We are the masters of our enemy. We are the saviors of my life. So be it, until there is no enemy but peace. Amen.
Eddie! Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Rhyme.
And treason.